So who are you?
I'm Ian Dixon. I'm the Media Centre podcast.
And are you a Microsoft employee?
Not.
No, you're not.
Not a real person.
You're a real person.
No, talk to Ian. I'm
going to... I think I'm a real person.
So where are we?
We're in Microsoft home in England.
In London, England, right?
Yeah. I think the city will probably explain better than me, but the aim of the home was to show the Microsoft technology products that... that you can have in the home that are available now rather than stuff that's off in the future. So there's no high-tech stuff that you can't buy. Everything in here you can buy.
Ah, okay. So there's one, we have a mock-up home of the future in Redmond. And
yeah.
Someday we should take Channel 9 through that. Yeah. But that's more futuristic.
Yeah, and these are, you know, what's here? So you see tablet PCs.
Yeah.
Media center.
And this is in a real house too, where the one in Redmond is.
Real house.
And we're in London.
Yeah.
This is the first international Channel 9 video we've done.
Wow.
So how did you get involved? And why are you here, right?
Well, I've been nagging the guys on the eHome team in Redmond to come on the podcast, which Charlie Owen did. And then I asked Charlie for some other contacts, and I ended up speaking to someone over here in the eHome team and said, we got the Microsoft home, you should come and have a look to it. And it was on a Monday afternoon, they said, you can come and have a look at the home, come tomorrow. So, and I'm up in Manchester, so it's like a 400-mile trip down. I thought, should I go? Yeah. So off I came down and did a podcast from here.
So are you a soccer freak since you're from Manchester?
No, I'm a Formula One.
You're what?
Formula One Grand Prix.
Okay, Formula One.
Yeah. Although everybody in my office is a Manchester United fan.
So, ah.
So they were all upset when Liverpool won the... European Cup, because they don't like...
Oh, there's some guys in my offices who are running around with red capes and cheering and screaming.
Yeah, there's a whole rivalry there that's pretty hot, so I sit in the middle of that because I just follow the Formula One.
Very cool. And who are you?
I'm Tam, and I work for PCI Fitch, and we're the company that put all this together, worked with Microsoft, did all the house, and we do all the tours.
Wow. Mm. That must be fun. So who comes to the house?
Oh, all sorts of people, not quite sure, because I haven't worked on the project, so I don't know anything about it. So I've come down today to find out all about it. I don't actually work in the Microsoft team.
Right.
So I think it's all sorts of, from consumers to people like you and me, really.
Yeah. Very cool. So we'll start this up again soon, after our tour guide arrives. So. So who are you?
I'm Mara, hi.
And talk to me.
Yeah, talk to you, I'm Mara.
And what part do you play in the Microsoft home?
Randomly, we're taking people around the house. They specifically chose us for our lack of technological expertise. We're normal people, supposedly, in a normal house who don't know about technology. The idea is lifestyle rather than a product demo, so they've got normal people.
And why in London? Why not Paris? Why not somewhere else?
Yeah,
why not send them all back to Redmond?
Yeah. The idea came from London because about 6 months ago, we did a lad's pad. So the typical, you know, big windows and everything is in silver and all that kind of stuff. And we had loads of journalists and et cetera. And they went, oh, that's great. But we actually don't believe any of this is true.
And who are you, first of all? Because
we didn't. Just a random woman off the street. My name is Cynthia Crossley, so I'm the director of the Windows business here in the UK.
Wow.
And
so you're a Microsoft employee. Are you a Microsoft employee?
No,
I
actually
am a person.
Exactly.
That's what we are. Huh?
So we hired some people off the street.
Okay.
And we set up the technology in a real home rather than a gorgeous penthouse, which was the last time.
Yeah.
We did it and tried to make it discreet and et cetera. And we draw sort of Disney tours, which the people off the street facilitate.
And how do you get invited to the house?
It is a select invitation process. It is, actually.
Fighting.
We're going to put your email
address up. Yes, exactly. So it's not, quote-unquote, officially open to the public. That's something we would love to do, but we're not quite there. So what we've done is we kind of have a group of influentials we're trying to, you know, influence, so press and analysts, but also, like tonight, we have a number of what we call MPs who are coming into the house. We've had a lot of government people through. We brought in a lot of our customers and partners. Ministers of Parliament.
Ooh,
yeah,
are
here tonight.
So you'll have the security detail.
Exactly.
Keep the riffraff
like
me out.
Yeah.
They do that at Redmond, too. There was all... I guess the Prime Minister of Indonesia was there in Redmond, and they had all
they
sorts
kept
of
you
things.
Away.
Oh, they kept me away from, you know, you couldn't even walk down the street. They said, no, you got to go somewhere else.
So we've let you in, but yeah. No, we're getting you out before they come. No, so the invite process has really been by invite only, and it's ranged from ministers of parliament to, we've had actually the worldwide head of the consumer division of Intel. We've had a bunch of people from BT. We've had any kind of customer base you can think of. Tesco's is a huge supermarket here in the UK. We've had folks from Tesco's. It's just kind of runs the gamut. Yep. And they come in, they're hosted by their business manager, and we take them through the house.
Yeah. And where is this located physically? This is
So this is kind of Notting Hill. So if you think of, remember the movie Notting Hill?
Yeah.
It is a couple blocks over is where that was filmed.
Okay.
And we chose this spot because, you know, London is good because people will come to London for something interesting or exciting. Yeah. And we wanted to show something kind of real life.
And it's not too far from the Tube?
It's 5 minutes from the Tube, as you learn, which is incredibly important. All these little logistical things which make a big difference. Yeah.
Well, it's a beautiful public transport system here in
the
UK. Oh, come to live in Redmond and you'll find out just how bad public transport can be.
No, it's a good system because I used to live in New York.
We don't know any better. So.
Yeah. live in Redmond and buy a house in Seattle and have to drive across the bridge every day.
It's absolutely true. I used to live in California and that was just public transport. I mean, the bus, yes. And the train is good, but it's not like this, where you can just go from short distance by jumping on the tube. It is great. We take it from granted.
So let's see the house.
Okay. So this is the lounge, as you might have noticed. The intro to this is that it is the Microsoft digital home. And as I said, there's so many Microsoft things we could show you, but it's not a product demo. It is a lifestyle demo. So you're just going to see a few things in each room, which are going to basically make your life easier. It's about an hour-ish tour around the house. And I will ask to save technical questions for people who might know the answers to them, because as I specified, kind of don't. This guy here seems to know stuff. He was helping us earlier.
Oh, yeah. That's Ian making it. He has a podcast on Media Center, so he should know everything.
The digital lifestyle is something we're already living to a certain extent. At work, you've got laptops like this.
Yep.
You've either got one or you've seen people using them. This is a Dell laptop, but... the thing is, it's Intel Centrino processor in here, making it really fast and easy, multitasking. So you're always on the internet, emailing everybody. And also, with your mobile phones, that's hugely evolved. I've got an example here, slightly comedy example, one of the first mobile phones. Seriously, you can hardly lift it out of the drawer.
Yeah.
This is the original mobile phone. Not quite kind of retro, but obviously completely
They've come a long way since then.
Yeah, seriously. That is ridiculously heavy.
It is. I think one of my first jobs out as a support engineer actually have one of those in the car.
So you do weights with this?
Exactly, weightlifting.
You used to take it into the pub and plug it in behind the bar. The battery lasted about 20 minutes.
Did it really? Every answer they were like on tables trying to get signals.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Okay. So with your mobile phones, hopefully now you've got something a lot smaller, lightweight, much more practical, and it's probably not even just your phone now, it's probably like your kind of life in a tiny little thing. So. Technology has evolved quite a lot at work and with your mobile phones, but the question is how to the dressing is why hasn't that crossed over into the home? Because we've got loads of separate systems. You've got PC, TV, maybe sort of video player, DVD player, stereo. You've got maybe 5 separate systems, quite annoyingly, 5 separate remote controls. You get them mixed up, you know, down the back of the sofa, or anything like me. So in this house, what we have is BT broadband and wireless, Intel processors and Microsoft technology. And a lot of people are using all of that already, so everything is available. It's not like a set from tomorrow as well. It's not a house of the future. The point of this is we're not actually allowed to show anything. People are quite annoyed. We have to have stuff that you can get now.
Right.
So everything you can walk out and get right now. That's sort of the law of the house. So.
Can I talk you into moving over there so I can get a better light on your face?
Let's stand up.
That's the problem with Channel 9 videos. We don't have a professional video crew with lights.
Now we're getting the corner.
Yep, that's much better. Yep.
Okay. You just ruined my whole sitting down demo.
Oh, you can sit there. I'll sit down here.
Okay, so the remote as well, first of all. This is Windows Media Center. If you look down here, this box here.
Yep.
Okay. And if I just press the main button on here, this, you will see, compromises all those separate elements that I explained. So you've got your radio, you've got your music there, your TV, photographs, videos, all your online stuff.
DVD player, so it kind of replaces a recordable DVD player as well. And if I close this down, like any other program, this is my computer, so I can use my desktop as I normally would. Yes, the controls, to be very familiar so that even though I can use them, the bottom section is like your mobile phone, just your numbers and your letters. The top is like your stereo or your video player. The middle is just kind of arrows, volume section. This magical button, which is my saviour on the tour, always take me back to this menu. So if you're familiar with the XP desktop, it's the start icon on the bottom left. Okay, so we're in the lounge. So as you normally do, we're going to have a look at my TV. So live TV, something you are all familiar with. But something that's really annoying about live TV is generally when you're right in the middle of the best bit in your favourite programme, the doorbell rings or the phone rings and you have to miss the best bit, basically. So if I just press pause, we can pause live TV. Okay. So you do an interruption, come back, press play, and pick up where you left off. Even if you don't have the foresight to do that, you can also rewind live TV for up to 60 minutes on the channel that you're watching. So this is a really long interruption, that caters for that as well. Press play, and within that rewind section, what's really good is you can also fast forward, which means you can get rid of the commercials and stuff like that. It's kind of one of the things you always wanted to do, mm-hmm. fast forward to all the commercials. Okay, so you press play, and you're back to live TV. Even if it's more than an hour, it's still not a problem. Instead of running around for a videotape, which is something you might have done previously, just press and record once. It's now recording the live TV. Okay, so that will record until you stop it, basically. If I go back, press start again, go back into my TV. So there's four sections here. So that was the live TV. We've also got a free 14-day guide within your media centre. So this not only picks up the standard channels, but also anything you're subscribed to. As you can see, we've got other channels here. We've got Freeview, but this will work with Sky, whatever you have in your house. So we're recording the Ricky Lake Show. That's press and record once. That's recording live TV. If you're a huge fan of it and you never miss an episode, and maybe you're going away, you want to record the whole series until you come back, just press record one more time, and that's now recording the whole series. That's going to record every episode, even if they change the scheduling, I don't know how, it magically still records the programme, which is great. And if you made a mistake, if you just press record a third time, and that's off. So, really, really user-friendly. Okay, within the guide, we've also got a free search engine. Okay, so it's broken down into categories, so again, very easy to navigate around. We want to look at football, we go to sports, then across and down to football. Okay, so you've got all your football programme, anything thought to do with football whatsoever in the guide. It's brought it all up there for you. So that's again in the next 14 days. And if you want to be a bit more specific, if you look on the left here, you've got keyword. So within the search, you can use a keyword option. So if I want to just take match of the day and I don't want to have to scroll through the guide and have a look at all the programmes to do with football, I can just begin to type in match of the day. And as I'm doing that, it's bringing up titles. There you go. So just putting the first three letters, same way I text on my mobile phone, I can now take match of the day very easily. So that is your live TV and your guide and your search engine. So the final category here is recorded TV. So if we recorded the whole series of Ricky Lake, I did take it off, but everything you've recorded sits here and it's waiting for you whenever you've got time to watch it. So instead of trying to get back in time for the match or FreeStanders, depending on what you're into, it's now there waiting, ready for when you've actually got time to watch it. So you can watch all your favourite things, it's your own TV channel, and also these are intelligent TVs, they talk to each other around the house, they're all synchronised. So not only can you watch all your favourite programmes, when you've really got time to watch them, you can now watch them wherever you like. So even if I taped it here, I could then watch that in the bedroom, for example. Okay, so that is my TV. There's an option with the Media Centre, you could add a home automation programme. You've got an example of one here. This one's called Living Rooms. It's not a Microsoft product, but this one's made by Convergex, and several people do them. And this you could add on and control from your armchair with your same remote controls. I know this didn't work earlier, but I'm going to give it a go. See, Convergex are having problems. I think they're causing us problems. But the idea of home automation is that you've got your lighting there, your security, like surveillance, your heating, like wireless devices around your house, and they can all be controlled from here. So if the kids are supposed to have gone to bed, the music's playing, you can see the stereos on, the lights are on, you can turn it all off. It's a bit scary, but it works. Also, you can preset scenarios within that. So if you're going away, you have my holiday settings, which might be the lights come on at 8 o'clock, the radio comes on every morning, whatever you want, you know, to make people believe you're here. Surveillance on your valuables, perhaps. Party, you can have your own settings. And also, this will synchronise with a portable device which has the internet, like a wireless laptop or a phone that deals with the internet. And you can then access that from outside your home. So if you go and you've forgotten to set the alarm,
You can just do that from your mobile device. Okay, so that's my TV and home automation, things we might see in our lounge, in our digital lifestyle. So now we're going to go through to the kitchen, see that on live TV. Some of you might not expect technology, but it can work there too. Okay. Beautiful kitchen. I love my kitchen. I worked very hard on my demo work. You too, so how's
it? Same thing.
Okay, cool.
First one.
So, we've got the media centre again over here. This is in my music section. But in the kitchen, we thought we'd show you a few keyboard options as well. So over here, you've got your wireless keyboard and mouse, which is perfect, you know, you need to use the surface in front of the screen, you just move those out of the way. Another option, that's from here, we've got the virtual keyboard, and we haven't connected this up, but it is a Bluetooth device, so it will synchronize with your phone or laptop, which is Bluetooth, so just press the button on the side, and you've got virtual keyboards. Even though it's not connected, you can still hear it. Really, it's really sensitive and registers everything that you're typing. Okay, it's about 120 quid. And it works really well. You pick it up, when it loses contact with the surface, it automatically switches off. It's great if you text on your mobiles, which can be really, really fiddly. If you can just have that in your pocket, put it on your briefcase, on the tables, on the trains. I'm loving it. I want it to be on the train when you've got the table, someone's trying to put the drinks down, you're like, that's my keyboard. But I'm really missing the cook myself. So what I like to have in my kitchen, I have to is completely wipeable touchscreen version. Okay. And as you saw, the media centre in the main lounge was actually the box underneath, but here it's actually built into the screen, so it does come in different formats. There's about 30 PCs in PC World at the moment which have it built into the screen ready for people to buy now. Okay, so I said this is my music, and my saviour button is still there on my touchscreen. Always takes me back to that main menu.
The green button. There's a website it's that's magic. Really good, which is called the green button too.
Okay, so I'm just going into my music. I've got all my albums here that I've downloaded for. Just saved on here. I've got the only classical album you'll ever need, apparently. Air on a G-string, and I just press play. So it's quite self-explanatory. The way it's laid out is very user-friendly again.
Okay. That's fun. So where did you get that screen? Who makes this?
This one, what's that name there? Yeah, all different stuff on us.
Interesting.
At the end, you'll actually get a CD of everything you're seeing and where it's available and a kind of a link to their website as well.
Cool.
Okay, something else to mention here, let's turn that up a little bit. Is how you're actually hearing this. Yeah. And the speaker's not on here, it's actually this. This they call it a stone, it's made by Omnibox. What it is actually it's really heavy and it pushes the vibrations through a horizontal flat surface, and this is actually my speaker in this case. Sounds weird, but on its own, that's what it sounds like. If I want the table to be my speaker, for example, the whole table is now my speaker. Yeah?
Wow.
So it sounds different depending on density and surface. I love it. The bench, slightly denser, so not quite as ringing.
That's
if it's
wild.
A bit longer, the whole floor will be my speaker.
I've never seen one of those before.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I've never seen one.
I want a longer one, so my whole floor.
When you stuff you in, you know you're doing good.
Even maybe I'm a bit off. I mean, it's slightly thinner sound, obviously, just it's not as dense, but again, this is now my speaker. I want this to make the wireless one, so it could be like canapes and speaker. randomly at my party, coming around with my music. It's quite heavy, because that's how it works.
It's about 10 pounds, I guess.
Not as heavy as the mobile phone, though.
Yeah.
You might. Yeah, definitely not as heavy as a mobile.
That's fun.
Really simple little thing, but it really, really works.
Yeah.
Cool.
Very cool.
Okay. But as much as I like all my gadgetry, we are in the kitchen after all, so really should be doing some cooking. And I've got dinner party this evening, obviously you're all invited. I'm making some steaks.
I'll have to talk to Bill Gates about that. How do I get invited to this party tonight?
Yeah, my mate Bill come around and a few of his friends. Nothing big, you know, nothing special. So I'm now going
to... Does Bill have keys to this house, by the way, for his weekend stays?
I don't know, Bill's on the invite list.
He doesn't get to use the house on the weekends when you're not...
Absolutely. You might talk.
You're like, what's so wrong? Okay, so I've just been told that the webcam isn't working, but I might just try and just check anyway. Okay, so what we do here is I'm going to see if my friends online, because I had some really nice steaks at Sam's house about a month ago, and I'm wondering if they've got the recipe, so... As it's a...
just another program. If I go back to the main menu, I can shut this down as I would normally and close it. And I'm back to my desktop, so I can do my emailing and everything else I normally would. As I said, I've got BT broadband and wireless here. It's already paid for, so I'm not going to call or text. I could just use MSN Messenger here. So I'm going to see if Sam's online. Sam's not there. There you go. Well, Sam's there. It says offline. There's nothing I can do, but basically, sorry. When Sam's online, I click on her, and I'll invite her to actually a webcam conversation, because with messy fingers, you don't want to be typing and getting your keyboard messy. But your virtual keyboard, yeah, that's good. You could use that. But I prefer to use my webcam. Unfortunately, with this one, you do actually have to look at yourself as well while on the webcam. It's quite upsetting. Yep. So Sam's got a fantastic recipe, but she doesn't know it off by heart. She made the steaks recently, and what she's actually done is taped an episode of like a cooking program off the TV. So she's got a video file on her desktop, which literally she just drags down, and it appears on my screen and takes about 2 seconds to download. So whenever I'm ready to cook my steaks, I've got a video clip of someone making them. I can actually cook alongside, which is great. And I'm going to show it. And also, I want to get a secret ingredient for Sam's pancakes that she made. So the secret ingredient, she wouldn't tell me. And it turns out that it was nutmeg. Okay, so I'll say bye to Sam. Thanks, Sam. Fantastic. So what I'm going to do now, let's go over here. This is my shopping list. So that I don't forget the secret ingredient. I have to say, we did not make this in our kitchen. It's purely so you can see what I'm doing here. It'd be quite intrusive if that was something you needed. Okay, this is a tablet PC. So you can actually stand it up and use it as a normal laptop. Mm-hmm. We've got it folded down, so we can write on it, basically. It picks up your handwriting. This program is actually called OneNote by Microsoft, and it's not trained to my handwriting, so anyway, even doctors, in theory, could use the OneNote program for their shopping. So before I forget, I'm going to add my nutmeg. Okay. So I'm going to do a bit of online shopping in my digital kitchen. So we've got Tesco's.com online here.
Yeah. Got some new visitors to the house.
Yeah, I don't know. No one's supposed to be coming until about 6:30, so I don't know.
Dinner party guests.
Oh, it's my friend. Hi, I'm here. I'm going to select all of this and paste it onto the Tesco's website. So we literally just do that. Edit, and then copy. Okay, so if I go to the Tesco site, just hold my pen down in their shopping list. Get the option to paste that on. Okay, so now I need to pick up what I've written. It's now in recognisable typeface, which is great for messy handwriters. I have some students who said they use it for lectures. A lot of people use this in meetings. Somewhere it's not really acceptable to sit behind a screen typing. You can use this, just make notes, and later on paste onto a website, onto your presentation or your essay. But for online shopping, it's great too. So I'm going to click Find now, and this will bring up all of those products that they have in Tesco's. Not just your local store, but the whole of Tesco's website. So I'm quite happy with milk and eggs, but I'm quite picky about my nutmeg, so I want to see what they've got. I like to grind my own, basically.
Now, Tesco is the local grocery store here?
Well, it's...
We don't have those in the States, so...
Yeah.
Okay, Tesco's is one of the biggest chains. They're doing really, really well.
It's actually it's the largest online grocery in the world.
Yeah, and do they deliver to home now?
Yeah.
Here? Yeah. Okay, so our grocery stores don't do that.
I thought there was only two that do, I think, here. Like Tesco's is one of them.
Tesco's is the only UK delivery that actually make a profit. Right. Yeah. Other stores do it, but Tesco's the only one that actually are making money.
Interesting. Yeah.
Are they running on Windows, you know?
Yeah, I think they're SP.net.
Cool. Also, I think that they're the only online shopping which actually works with OneNote, and then it turns your handwriting into typeface once you get onto their website. So that's the main reason for using it as well. I'm just gonna go down a whole nutmeg, fantastic. So click add. You see that's now my shopping basket on the right hand side. So I do that with all my items and proceed to check out, and my shopping is going to be on its way. So in the kitchen, I've had my favourite classical track playing. I've got my nice speaker and my different keyboard options. I've spoken to Sam, I've actually seen Sam, and Sam could be anywhere in the world and invariably will be, just for comedy value, during our tours. We just kind of say, how is it in Scotland? And they have to go, oh, it's great, and do a stupid accent. That's because we're all actors, so. Yeah. It's fun for us, it saves us from like being in the Big Brother Microsoft home. Also, I've done my shopping. That's on its way as well, and I haven't even left my kitchen. So that really is living the digital lifestyle in my kitchen. Okay, so I'm going to take you upstairs now. Cool. See what else we've got. Show you. Promising that Tesco's is back.
Pardon?
Promising that Tesco's is back.
It's online.
Yeah.
But just the Amazon isn't.
No, it's
probably now.
That.
Fantastic. Right, just a little pit stop on the way up as well. They look like an ordinary picture frame, but surprisingly in our digital home, which is a digital picture frame. Okay, so if you have used a digital camera or just you have a phone, a camera phone where you've got a memory card, that card just goes in the slot around the back and all your pictures are now on here to view. So, slightly comedy straight photo, all the presenters. Then we just go to the next photo. Slightly more realistic picture of all of us. Dan loving it in the centre, ladies.
Actually, Phil Terone in Seattle writes for Make magazine, and he shows how to do one of these yourself, just tearing apart a screen from a laptop.
So, yeah,
really?
Cool. Yeah, so if you have an old laptop that isn't fast enough to use anymore, take the screen
make
out
it into a picture frame.
Yep.
Cool, that's a good idea. Okay, my press file. This will just bring up everything that's on that memory card there, so. This, just go back to the same one I had before. But also you could, if you just press auto, to do a slideshow of all the photos on that card. Also, what's really good is it has a web address. So you can actually email this wirelessly from other like laptops and things. So if your son's away and you want to see what's going on with the holiday, you can just quickly send you some photos, they'll come up straight away on there. That's great. You can have scenarios, you've got your family around, you want to play slideshow of your last Christmas together, or your friends are here for a party, you want a slideshow of your last drunken nights out together, or your last holiday away. Also, maybe you can make people think you always have their photo there, in the, whenever they're here, have their photo on, as soon as they want.
Yep.
The dog, for example.
Don't they think you'll appreciate that?
No, not that. I didn't mean Vicky, I love Vicky. As you'll see, a lovely photo of us, maybe coming on next.
Oh. Very cool.
Fantastic, so I'll just leave that. On the one that everyone knows how to use. There you go. So now I take up to the main bedroom. Show you how many people just laughed out.
Mike stopped in the bedroom. Isn't that dangerous?
Yeah. Taking little things a little bit too far. Okay.
This is a G-rated show, by the way.
You make sure it's just that one way.
Everybody.
Can
I take a seat on my bed? Quite powerful in here.
It
like,
is.
Sitting bed with
you. Very nice.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Let me get our
hair. It's funny, but this is actually someone's house and, you know, their sheets and all.
And it's really
do you feel a bit presumptuous at times?
I actually had a guy in the other day who is a friend. Do you remember that guy from a venture capital firm? And turned out he's a friend of the guy who owns the house.
Oh. And he showed up at the house and he kept walking away and coming back and going, I don't understand this, and calling his secretary, and then eventually he walked into the house and realised that we were obviously using it. He said, it's so surreal. He's had Thanksgiving here, and you know, et cetera. And now it's a Microsoft.
Completely different as well. Yeah.
Well, and there's no signage on the front that says it's Microsoft.
No, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. Very un-Microsoft. Around, though, the landlords, it's great. I think Vicky took the guy around today, and I took his wife out last week. Yeah. So they both loved it. I was really worried that she was going to be like, well, looking at the carpets and seeing how what we've done to the place. But she was going, oh, I want everything. She was like, can we renegotiate? I want all of it. She was like, seriously. She was like, thank you for choosing our home. And she was like, she was really lovely.
Oh my goodness.
And like really excited about it.
Do they get to keep all the toys that are?
Yeah, but they're probably some kind of deal. I'm not sure. Yeah.
You can. I got to arrange that. Microsoft can have my house for a little while. You know?
Exactly. She now wants all of it, so I assume like maybe we'll get some rent back or something. She just wants everything.
We go to Manchester, Ian's house. Well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay, so we're in the bedroom. Bit different kind of atmosphere. It's obviously going to be more subtle in here. You don't necessarily want like a computer screen in your face in the bedroom. So we have here a mirror. But this is. If you look, the word Philips at the bottom. There you go. Slight giveaway. This isn't any ordinary mirror. If I switch it on at the wall. Okay. You're going to see the same menu, got the same remote control. So, you look at yourself in the mirror. Okay, so you see the MyTV. What we're going to look at in here is the online section. This is Online Spotlight, and this brings us new services as and when they launch with the Media Centre. So you see various icons on here. Some of these are free with the Media Centre, and some of them you would subscribe to, as usual, like lots of music sites are. If you're thinking in the morning, you might like to check out the news. So let's have a look at Reuters. This brings us the news completely currently. You've got all the main stories on there. You've also got a ticker table on the bottom that just tells you all the headlines. And when it comes up, you see on the left side of the screen, you've got you can basically personalise it. So if you just literally want to look up at entertainment or lifestyle stuff, you can do that as well. Okay, so that's a quick look at Reuters. You know what's going on in the world in the mornings. Something else you might like to do in the morning is check out the weather as well, see what you're going to wear.
Okay, so in more programs, we've got a weather program.
This is really cool. I want a mirror like this.
This is my favourite, one of my favourite actions.
It's the multi-task, it's the fact you can use the mirror at the same time.
Wife that we would need.
Oh, yeah. How much does this cost?
The most expensive. It's on the way to £2,000, this one.
£2,000, yeah, so $4,000 around.
Yeah, the most expensive house, though. Most of it is actually in the low hundreds of the house, so the idea is it is not only available, but quite affordable as well.
Yeah.
You can also get one which is kind of just this, so you alternate, rather than multitasking with the mirror and the screen, you have it as either your TV screen or your mirror, and obviously that's not going to take up the same amount of room at all in your house.
And turn that off again? Can you turn that off again?
We've just been doing it at the wall, so I don't know. It's probably another way. We literally just...
Wow. So it looks like a normal mirror when you don't have it on.
Yeah. So yeah, under more programmes, we've got a free weather programme to show you as well. Not that it's that exciting in England, but what I'm really annoyed at, actually, is I have to say that I'm leaving the country tomorrow morning and every day has been raining, but now if I go into the 5-day forecast, just because I'm going away tomorrow morning, look. And look.
Fantastic.
Oh, wow. And look. It's like, no, it's not, it doesn't ever get bad. And I'm like, oh. And then I did the same with Austria, where I'm going, and it's like reversed. It's really nice there now, and the day I go, it's raining. Okay, I'm not going to moan about that anymore. I've got the 5-day forecast. You've also got a satellite option there as well. It's kind of that was streamed off the internet. It's kind of a bit showy.
You should set them up with a NewsGator on Media Center and show RSS.
I've got an RSS aggregator I've written for Media Center, and I've done one specifically for the podcast network that we've set it up. And it's just a little application you install. So you have a little registry file, and then you get all the podcast network feeds in Media Center, and you can browse them, so you can listen to Cynthia's podcast from Media Center.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Oh,
secretly
there.
I didn't realise that. Okay, so that's a quick look at the weather program we've got. Do you know what's going on in the world? Sorry,
yep.
Do you want to share that again?
No, that's fine.
Do you know what's going on in the world?
We've already seen all this stuff.
Yeah.
In here.
Yeah, I got a t-shirt. More importantly, I know what to wear in the morning. So what we're now going to do is, as we showed in the kitchen, you can close this down at any point. So maybe you want to see if any urgent emails are coming, maybe relating to your work overnight. So I just close that. We've got my desktop. And up here, we've got a wireless keyboard and mouse that we've chosen to drop there, but you could just put that in a drawer anywhere you like if you want to see emailing from your bed. It's fantastic. So it's just basically taking the functionality you normally have in each thing into every single room. It's great. Also, if you don't have time to do that, in your room, you've really got to go down, have breakfast, or maybe even leave. And we've got a PDA here, it's a pocket PC, and this will synchronise with your Media Center and with your desktop, and it will actually take on your inbox. So you can do your emailing from here on the go. It's a touch screen, but you could use that virtual keyboard, it's another option. So what we're going to do on this one is, as well as having your inbox, you can also scroll through the calendar for the day, the week, the month, the year, see what's going on for your day. And even if you don't have time to do that, I'm really in a rush today, and this is voice activated, so I can just ask it when my first appointment is today. I'm loving that. What's my next appointment?
At 7 p.m, meeting with Rick Marsh, location Hilton Hotel.
Fantastic, I'm meeting with Rick. The screen's got really not bright enough, that's why I didn't even do that thing, because I don't know how to do that. Because once someone's got rid of the brightness, then you can't see how to put the brightness on. It's a bit of a, yeah. You get stuck there.
We'll talk to the pocket PC folks about their usability.
Well, no, it's just always going to be the way. Once you've lost you can't see the screen, you can't see, unless you just have to learn how to do it, and then you can just do it. It's touchscreen as well, so you've got your pen there. Okay, so if you know, you can just do it really easily, but I can't, because I'm not trained on anything. It's a need-to-know basis in this house, so it's like, I can do the demonstration and no more. So that's kind of Michelle, my slightly computerised lady friend. As well as being able to do that, she's not even trained to my voice, so... Maybe to prove it's not my voice. If I'm going to be a bit late for that meeting with Rick, potentially. So if I just give this to you, after the tone, you would say, call Rick Marsh for me.
Okay. Call Rick Marsh.
Call Rick Marsh at home or mobile?
Mobile.
Fantastic. So that's Michelle. It's very helpful. You'll hear later, she sounds just even more French later on in the demo. I don't know how it happens. So you go to work. You finally make a meeting with Rick, and maybe have quite a stressful day. So we can use the Media Center again, maybe to chill out after a stressful day at work. So even from the desktop, that same button will always take you back into that. I love that button. what you could do here is listen to the music again. That is a good way to relax after a stressful day. We've got Tom Jones and Jules Holland album here. It's a nice upbeat thing. So I'm just going to go across.
Can you play that track?
Yes, come on.
Now the mirror has speakers built in?
You've actually got a media center in this room under the chair. It's not something you'd need in your house when it's fully set up, but we've got everything in every room in this house for this demonstration. Okay. If you wanted to burn a CD or DVD, you're actually on your way out, you've got to take this with you. I'm not really demoing it, but you can do it in here. If I just add to queue with that track, so you begin to make your own playlist. And once that's added, you just go back to the screen before. And you get the option to create CD, DVD. Go down to that, press OK.
This is it.
Okay, so if I want to do that, I would literally put that in right now. And then, okay, so that literally takes 3 seconds. I'm not going to do that right now, because I just want to relax in my room after the rest of the day. So I've got my music. And again, with the Intel processors, we can actually multitask. So if I go back to the main menus, while I'm having music, I could look at some photos again. So if I go into My Pictures, you can choose any of your. I've saved in here all the different memory cards from my camera. So I could put a slideshow of those pictures I took on my recent travels. Some quite photography. Fantastic. That was in Egypt last winter. And there's my friend Dan in his surfing competition. He's very good, doing quite well for himself. And there's mountains in Africa. And I'm also quite keen on the water photography, you'll see again later on. So go back into the main menu. If you press stop at any point, it stops all the media again, and it's just there waiting for you to pick up, just to resume whenever you like. So that's one way to do yourself off a stressful day at work. Maybe that's quite a good day, maybe you're going out to celebrate, or you've just got a big party on this evening, and you want to, get ready, get in the mood for going out. So if you go to the online spotlight section again, someone else has joined us, is Music Brigade. A Music Brigade on the internet now, you'd actually have to pay for that. But with the Media Centre, we've got a 100-day free trial, which is great. This has got 6,000 music videos. You can just scroll through, choose to watch it anytime you like, in the comfort of your bedroom. Fantastic. And this is a really good way of using the mirror as well, because it's not something you visually have to concentrate on in the music video. You can be getting ready using a mirror, and it's very easy to use. So just click OK, search by artist. Any requests? I don't know. I found a really funny one, and it was awful. It was Bonnie Tyler, somebody in Bonnie Tyler, and it was really bad, like flute, and we were all just going. So, to get you in the mood for. That's no idea what that's for. If you just want to be annoyed in your bedroom, you can play this. So, let's have a look. C&D. So many on here.
Oh, they're dangerous, though.
Caprice, that's not that. She's only done that one, hasn't she, surely?
We've got to see it.
Let's have a look. Oh yeah.
So
I knew once, I'm going to go for oh yeah. I didn't know about oh yeah. So I click OK and then see the video. Just takes a few seconds, but that's perfect. You want to go inside what to wear. Maybe not for you, sir, but others. Maybe choose a makeup.
It can take me a while anyway. So.
But not so much with makeup, I was assuming that was all.
No, yeah. I didn't go for the makeup.
But guys do secretly do their hair and quite a long time.
They take more than the girls, I think.
Do they? Mm. Oh, that's fucking cool. So just click OK on that, on the full screen. I can get ready with the
room maker.
Fantastic.
Is it always that music?
Actually isn't. Have you seen it before? It's not at all like that.
I think it's that particular.
The internet might be slow.
So. If whatever comes earlier, I actually might like to install that. Just to check. I just want to prove that it's not, unless it's done, but it's not been like that at all before, so. A bit of a leer. Oh, that one. Ton of Guitar Man. See the video. It's not that one too at all normally, is it? Just by checking. It's already gone full screen. So. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Another comedy choice. Accidentally. See, that's the standard quality of it. It's not like that at all. It's good because the internet just did come back up in the house. So.
Caprice
still
dodging.
Oh yes, still picking up, but that was quite funny. It was Caprice's fault. Loving it. So that was a great way of using your mirror to get in the mood. Maybe it's a romantic dinner and you want to put on your favourite love, like Whitney or Luther track before you go out to your meal. Whatever you like. Also when you come back you're not always quite ready to go to sleep yet, so if you use the My TV section again, and we go into that recorded TV, as I said, you can now watch that in your bedroom, fall asleep to your favourite TV programme. Okay. So there's several ways you might use the media centre in your bedroom. We'll switch that off for now. Oh, sorry. Before I forget, Michelle, Sorry, Michelle. I'm really sorry. She also will synchronise with your music centre, as I said. Not only take on your inbox, but she'll take on music as well. Oh. I'll ask her to play some music. I want to take her out with me the next morning to remind me of my parting. Maybe a bit more Tom Jones. Let's see what she's got. Play music. Artists.
Which artist? John Williams, Livermore, Keener, or Tom Jones and Jules Holland?
Tom Jones and Jules Holland.
Tom Jones and Jules Holland.
So we've picked up my favourite Tom Jones and Jules Holland track, which is fantastic. So I'll just be plugged into the media centre and take on things that you say with a memory. Loving it. Stop. Okay, so that's Michelle. Just turn off the screen for now. So that's how the adults might enjoy a digital lifestyle. We're just thinking now, we've got another room. This is Neil's room, Neil the teenager. So I'd like you to follow me through.
Sure.
Kids room.
Your name keeps changing.
What keeps changing?
Neil's name.
Mine, see, I christened him Kevin when we found out it was a teenager's room, but then we've got our online pupil who was named Neil by whoever set it up. So I now just always call him, otherwise I say Kevin, and it goes,
maybe it's Kevin Neil.
So Neil Kevin.
No.
Yeah, his friend's called him Kevin, but it's actually called Neil. And someone's turned the stereo off for no apparent reason. Good. That's alright. I'm going to show it a bit later, but I shouldn't have fixed anything. Okay, so in this room, this is kind of the one room we thought we wouldn't necessarily want the whole media centre again. So the one thing Neil would really want access to though is all the music that's been downloaded. So he can have his music without having the media centre, because over here we have a Philips Streamium. And his other mates this, but we've got a Philips one here. Again, that's about 120-130 quid, and it weighs nothing. And that's constantly wirelessly pulling all the music that's been downloaded in the house. It's all in here waiting for him whenever he wants to listen to it. So it's kind of Neil's music library. And he doesn't have to have any big technological things in here. Tiny little thing, takes up no room. He'll just play that through his stereo. So not only is one switched off, but they've removed the remote control.
That's okay. I can't hear you with the music anyway. So.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, yeah. Just basically, that's plugged into his stereo and that plays through there.
But now, if he had a portable player, could he sync it up with that? Like iRiver?
No, I'm not sure with that. Do you know?
I don't think with that, no, you do it straight.
You just sync it up with the media center or with your laptop.
Because this is synced to the media center.
Ah, okay. So is that a portable, or is that just for playing here in the room?
It's just for playing,
yeah. It's actually plugged into the stereo to play all the speakers, I think, to play it.
Yeah. Why would you use that instead of just the computer?
We just wanted to show a variety.
Okay. You wouldn't have a computer in there.
It uses the wireless network.
Okay.
So you can put it anywhere in the house and connect up to a hi-fi, and then you can listen to stream your music from your PC. So your media center PC could be in your living room, and you can have one of those in the kitchen or whatever, if you haven't got any other equipment in there.
Ah, very cool.
Yeah, you don't need a computer in the same room, basically. So if I press play, now I've found the controls. Always playing this. I just leave it, but it's a shame. Stop that now.
You can turn it on.
No, it is on, is it? I found it, but it's just probably just a volume thing by now. I'm leaving it. But the idea is that also plays the Tom Jones track to show that it's all synchronising around the house. So three times with that track, and I still like it though. Every demo. What we've got here is a tablet PC like you saw in the kitchen. It's just been stood up to like a laptop. This would be a family tablet, we figured, that it would just be as and where it's needed in the house. Everyone has their own section on that computer.
Now what kind of tablet is this? An Acer.
Acer, yeah. Okay, so we've got all the presenters here. So everyone in the family, as we do, would have their own section on here, only having access to what their parents want them to have access to. So Neil can't, you know, destroy his dad's work emails really annoyingly, or his sister's favourite boy band track. And to reinforce that, we've also got fingerprint recognition. So I said my name's Mara, if I just put my finger on there, it's now going to load my personal settings. Not only does that add to the security, but you know, every website you're registered with, you have a username and a password, and they're always different because you don't want someone to learn one and know them all. You can replace all of those with your fingerprint now, so it's also good for just being lazy and having no memory, like myself. I'm just going to mention as well, within Windows XP, we've also got their own security centre now. So you don't need to buy something like Norton, you don't need to buy a separate software program to deal with your viruses, your firewall, or your automatic updates as well. That has all of those. And that's free with Windows now.
You probably have to buy the antivirus.
Oh, okay, that's good, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So it says antiviral stuff, but maybe you can just download it from within that
know.
You can buy, you can both download a free one or a trial version, and then you can buy a full blown.
Okay.
So yeah. Nice. But it's all centralized. It's all in one place.
Yeah. Okay. Wise network. Yay. Okay, what we're going to show in here, I did online shopping in the kitchen. We've got online homework in the teenager's room. So we're going to go onto Internet Explorer, and we're going to have a look at the Gateway. This is an actual thing. It's a government initiative. It's running now. There's quite a few schools already doing it. It's been like 3 months kind of since it started. So if we go into Neil's favourites, we've got the Gateway there. And as you can see, it's asking for username and password. So if I just put my finger on there, don't need to do that.
Hello.
Okay, so it's, oh no, so you've got a surname. We can't say it's Kevin Neil because it's Neil Smith, apparently. So we've got Neil Smith here, and as I said, quite a few schools are already doing this, so he has to go to my school. Okay. And his school can choose what they want to have on their page. Neil's school have got an option to look at photos of his school field trip or student discussions, events on his school. You can also link to other websites. But it's to his assignments, so if he goes to my assignments, this will bring up all of his homework. And also tell him when it's due, which is great for teenagers, if they're anything like I was. What homework? I didn't realise I had to do homework. Okay. So when he goes into that, some of the homework, there's a project where you're actually meant to work with other students. The good thing about that, when you click on that homework, it brings up all the other students in his class, which are online at the moment, working on that. So it makes it easier for him to collaborate. So if you want to collaborate on this homework, for example, there you go, all these people in his school at the moment are online. So he could work with them. But if it's one he has to do by himself, he just clicks work the assignments. Okay, and that tells me the exact marking scheme. And it's late. So he urgently clicks start the assignment. Mm-hmm. Naughty, it says to do in brackets late. Okay, so we've got his homework here. And to help him with that, Neil would also have access to the Children's Encarta DVD. So you're probably familiar with Standard Encarta online encyclopedia. As you can see, this is tailored to kids. It's bright colours, really nice graphics. I don't know whether it's just me or it's actually fun, but also, as you go over every subject, it does different notes, and I'm still loving that. Also, this caters for kind of basic spelling mistakes for kids as well. If I type in Sphinx with an F, okay. So it tells him how it's spelled. It's actually brought up everything about the Sphinx with a PH. So it's corrected spelling and still given him all the facts that he needs to know. Okay. Something else it also does, it caters for kind of kids' vocabulary. If I type in thumping, for example, instead of bringing like an article up about aggression or something, it brings up pop music because it's kind of a term they would use for really loud music. So it knows what he means even though it's not something that would be defined that way in the dictionary. And the end of every search, it gets the option to switch to the standard adult site. Either he needs some more information, or his spelling improves, or he's really annoyed at that thing at the beginning, which makes the noises, which I quite like. So he's got all his facts from his Encarta DVD. So he completes his homework. There's questions down here. Obviously, you know, 100% now. We've got everything he needed to know. Goes forward to the end page and clicks submit, and that homework is now saved online, and he can't re-access that. Nobody else can access that apart from his teachers can, and his parents can. So his teachers can now mark that instead of teachers having piles of paperwork to wade through, which just makes me just feel really sorry for them always. It's now just online waiting for them whenever they've got time to do it. On the way home, maybe, if they're off out that evening, they can just use a laptop, start marking their homework when they've got time to do that. That's cool. And also, unfortunately for Neil, said his parents can access that as well. So they can check he's done his homework, they can check that it was late. They can see how he's doing at school generally, conference with the teacher. And maybe if they can't make a parents' evening, they can kind of go online, have a chat with the teacher. And some of the teachers that are doing this now, they've got a thing like maybe on a Wednesday, 8 or 9, they've got a Hotmail address, which the kids can go log on to, and they can just ask them questions about their homework, just see what's going on. So that's a three-way integrated site called The Gateway. For online homework for parents, teachers and students. Okay, so he's done his homework. Rah. Back to his music. So something else he'd have access to is the Windows Media Player. Okay, it automatically contacts the MSN site, so if he wants any new music, that's great for him. So if we first have a look in his library, it's got a list of all the tracks he's already downloaded, and these are the things that we picked up by the Streamium. So, MSN Music, he wants some brand new tracks to add to his library. What have we got? We've got the latest Oasis album. His friends told him this is fantastic, so he just clicks on the front cover. He could listen to a 30-second sample, but he knows he loves Oasis, and his friends told him this is a really good album. But just to see which tracks are actually on there.
the whole album, any album on here, whether it's 10 or 30 tracks, is just £6.99, which is still half price compared to what you have to pay in the shops. Also, as with a lot of CDs, you don't like all the tracks. You just want a couple and burn your own CD of your favourite tracks from different albums. A single track is 69p, so I think it's even cheaper than iTunes, which is cool. And also, if he just wants to play a track, it's just a penny. So he's got all his friends here, wants to play him, you know, the new album from Oasis. There's 11 tracks there, that would just be 11p. It's really affordable for him. It's an account-based situation, so maybe just his pocket money goes in here. Mm. So that's really affordable for Neil. He can show off to his friends and pretend he's got the new Oasis album. Also, though, not to be promoting a lifestyle, but always just being in your armchair, in your bed, not going anywhere. As you saw in the bedroom, there are portable options that will synchronise. So here we've got two MP3 players, both by Creative, and a smartphone with a memory card. So all of these will plug into the USB port at the back of this, and they will synchronise. So the MP3 players will take on any new music to that library, and this will take on any media. So this would also work with the media centre itself. Obviously, it's got a smaller memory, but you could still watch your episode of EastEnders on your lunch break on your way to work. So it's all digital lifestyle to go rather than just sit.
You can watch your Channel 9 videos on that.
Love it. So he's going to log off. So he's basically, he's got all his music there whenever he wants it waiting for him. This wouldn't even necessarily be in here, but when it is, he can do his online homework, he can listen to his music. Good thing about it, he could have like his favourite track playing in the background, a game waiting for him, his friends online having a chat. The only thing is they're having to train the teachers a bit to sort of get up to the level of technology of the students. They seem to know everything already. I'm just going to log off here. Okay, so that's how the kids might enjoy a digital lifestyle in their room. Now I'm going to take you through to the final room. It's kind of like the den, like the family room. And that's just through here.
I only have 5 more minutes of video, so...
Save it for the end. So,
yeah.
More of my fantastic...
The light is
that's
behind,
why I don't
yeah.
stand in front of it, that's why we sit down kind of thing, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just because there's often just people sitting all around here, like 10 people. So, definitely thinking about giving out demo work and just, you know, sticking full time to my photography. Again, that's my Egypt photo. Because this is within the media centre, as we saw in the bedroom. Went to my pictures, selected your photos and going to a slideshow. But something else you can do still within the media centre is basic editing, which is really good. So you're going to suddenly get like your nan doing editing photos, which you could never have imagined because it's so user-friendly. And that is, I mean, that's why they've chosen people like me who don't know about technology, that even she can do it, even I can do it. Okay, so this is a photo of my nephew, Jamie. Slight dribble problem. We can't do anything about that. We don't like to talk about it. It's kind of, you know, a family problem. It's a bit of a sore point. But the eyes, we can do something about. So if I click more info, press OK, and I can use the basic thing just by pressing OK, all of them. If I wanted to rotate that, press OK. Okay, and printing that wirelessly. If I've got some basic edits, as I said here. So red eye is one of those, and instead of going across there, choosing the exact bit I want to alter, I just again would click OK. And I don't know how, but it's magic. We have tried, like, you know, close with red spots on, and it seems to know where the red eye is and just do it. The contrast, the crop as well, that would all be done automatically, choosing the best thing for you. Caps off now. Okay, so that's basic edits within the media centre. I'm going to close down to my computer, as I have done before, my desktop. Okay, because I would like to show you Digital Image Suite, which is a fairly recent photograph application programme. So, as we had the digital photo frame, you've got your card from your digital camera or from your phone, but you go into the panel behind here and get the option to save my photos, which I have done. So they're in my pictures. If I go to start and my pictures, okay, got some examples here. Right, I've got, you'll see my nephew Jamie here again. I was going to show you a few things within Digital Image Suite because there's loads of things you can do. Here's a photo of my dad, a bit more of my underwater photography in Australia. And on the left, you can see there's a huge range of things you can do. And those titles at the bottom have a whole other sort of box of things. There's loads of stuff you can do. And a lot of it is just with one click. So this is a bit murky, and I can't really see that it's even my dad very well. If I just go to Levels, Auto Fix on the left, click once, and then there's a much clearer photo. I'll show you. We've also got a Smart Erase, which is really handy. Remember, that's the same thing. Okay, so I'm going to have a quick look. This photo of my dog. If but annoyingly my brother's legs are in the way and that's just like ruined the photo. So what you can do, if I go across to Smart Arrays here and select what I want to get rid of, which is basically his legs and the shadow as well. So you can be really sort of vague with it, as long as you include what you need to and join up at the end. If I just click fill in, that's amazing.
Yeah, that's really cool.
I have a round of applause for digital receipt.
I saw this once where Dan get rid of the dog.
Yeah, he goes, well, you get rid of the dog. I'm liking those legs. You can do what you like. Now he gets a bit carried away with it, but it's good fun. So again, I can catch that for now, but it's really good. The fact that it's filled it in with the stones and it's picked up everything around it and blended it in nicely. Okay. Also, we have a panoramic option within this. Okay, so I'm going to go to these photos here. I actually made the top of the BT towel with a camera phone. There's 18 different photos here. Literally just did this. So they're all overlapping, they're not linear, and as you'll see, they're pretty poor quality because there's always that time when you did never have your camera with you, but you've got your camera phone, but it's not going to be take a picture of a view for something that high. So I right click on any of these and click open. Okay, just taken all my photos. Pretty bad quality, as you can see. But if I go to tools and panoramic stitching, okay, just click next to select all of those for the one application. Okay, this is lining them all up. It's altering the aspect, like at the edges they'll be slightly curved, so they all fit into roughly oblong kind of shape. And it's actually improving the quality. I don't understand, but I love it. That is a photo I could actually put up somewhere in my house. So I'm going to click done to happily accept that as my final image. It just takes a few more seconds. There you go. That is something you could put up. It's much better quality than I started with. It's quite an impressive view, considering I just did that with a camera phone. And if you wanted to print that wirelessly in your house, you could. But ideally, if you want to put it up, you want it a photo frame kind of shape. So if I go to crop canvas, you can grab any section you like, but if you've actually got a photo frame, you might as well make it the correct size for you. So you've got an 8x10 photo frame somewhere in your house, you just select a section of this, avoiding those edges. Okay, click done. And that's something you can now print wirelessly and maybe put up downstairs. Okay, so that's a quick look at Digital Image Suite. There's so many things you can do with it. I'm loving it. Okay. Look at one final function within the Media Centre again. So, same button. Okay, so something we haven't looked at yet is my videos. I don't know if any of you have watched high definition TV. You might have done. Yeah. So in this country, it's not really available. It's readily available in the States and the kind of clips over the internet and things like that. But even if you do get hold of it, you kind of got to spend a couple of grand before you can actually have something that plays it for you in this country. Windows Media Center does support high-definition TV, so once it's here, we can watch it. In theory, in a few years, it's all going to be high-def TV, so this is kind of future-proof, and it's ready to have that. I'll give you an idea of the difference between standard TV and high-definition. So maybe if you watch it, basically, it looks like you've lost a contact lens in your left eye, because it's so much blurrier on the left-hand side, and it's amazingly clear on the right-hand side. We've just got some nice footage. You see? Really obvious difference. It's possible. There's a crucial edge where it kind of shades it really well. You see the edges, the colours, the marks on it as well. The actors aren't happy because the same with their faces, any little marks, faults, anything. The makeup artists are being extra careful. So that is a basic clip of the difference. But to give you a better idea, let me show you a full clip. We've got a full screen clip of Spider-Man 2. So with this surround sound, it's kind of like your home cinema once you've got this. And that's all within your Media Centre now. Just scare the people upstairs.
I believe there's a hero in all of us. Gives us strength, makes us noble. Even though sometimes we have to give up the thing we want the most.
I'm almost there, too.
Wait a minute, looking for no more?
Too late.
All the way is delayed.
Look at your name.
Look at watching TV now.
You always appear exhausted.
We think about the graphics as well.
So where you been, pal? You don't return my calls.
I've been kind of busy.
Taking pictures of your friend. Spider-Man killed my father.
No matter what I do,
do you love me or not?
The others are just, they are the Media Centre in a portable version, so they've got exactly the same menu on the screen.
We saw that when Charlie Owen showed us the Media Centre.
Yeah.
What's the Samsung? Yeah.
It's got everything apart from the internet.
That's
on there, so
that's
films,
the normal.
Your normal PDA.
Yeah, my PDA, that's what I've got.
Is that the one with the 640x480 screen?
No, it's not.
Yeah.
No.
You should see that. It's stunning.
Yeah, and I think that makes a good portable media player in itself.
It does. I wish it would come out with one in that form factor with that screen.
Yeah.
You know, because the portable media center only has a 320 by something screen, right? Mm. 320 by, is it 320 by 240 or?
I think it's hard. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah, but the 640 by 480 screen with video on it,
yeah,
it's stunning. Yeah. But you need a big hard drive, you know, and that's the problem. Is,
yeah, I've got a gig SD card in here, so but I use that for the satellite navigation and podcasts. In fact, what I do to listen to podcasts is in the car is I've got a cradle for this,
yeah.
So I just listen to podcasts using this now.
Oh, really?
So I don't listen to the radio in the car anymore, I just listen to more. But the battery life's not as good as a say an MP3 player.
Yeah.
And you can get free wireless access if you find an open wireless access point as well.
Yeah. It's hard to find them in London.
It is.
I mean, in Silicon Valley, you turn on your computer, you have like 8
everything.
Access points.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but, I was writing about that today, that some of the differences in technology culture, you know.
Yeah.
I did an experiment, which I put on my blog a few weeks ago, where I put that in the dash of the car and I drove home. It's about 25 miles through a bit of an industrial area and then to residential. And I think I found 38 open wireless networks in 25 miles.
Good.
I didn't try and get any, but I'm sure it could.
You see the CD of everything? You see
there? Thank you.
Also, a link to all the websites.
So I checked my email at the top of the street earlier on this afternoon.
Yeah. So does the house have Wi-Fi, an open Wi-Fi network?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, here it's locked.
Yeah.
Oh, it's locked.
Yeah.
You had to draw the line.
All right. Where do you get online? You got to show me.
Well, you can. We'll give you the password.
Okay.
We'll give you the password.
Yeah.
Cool. We'll sort you out. Yeah, but it is funny the sort of cultural differences, and one of the key is the space thing is a key one, not surprising, particularly in London, less so outside of London. But that's why when we were doing big lads pads and penthouses, et cetera, everyone kept saying, right, but for most people in London, it's, you know, typically a smaller constrained space, and you need to show us something that would fit in that space. This is probably even, lots of people in London have houses like this, obviously, but we chose this house, even though it's a bit bigger than we would have wanted, because you have to be able to walk people around, and the space constraints in terms of being able to show people becomes the space constraints. Exactly.
Now, how long is this house here?
It's been here for 6 weeks.
Okay.
It's actually, we're done tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all over. We've had about 2,500 people go through.
Wow.
Mostly a mix of partners and customers and influentials, ministers of parliament, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And it's been much. We thought it would have good impact in terms of press impact, and we'd get some, you know, partners on board to develop for Spotlight, etc. But it's been phenomenal in companies that we didn't even expect. So we've had the NHS through, the National Health Service, and they're thinking, how do we integrate, you know, media center and the other types of technology with what we want to do? Because the interesting thing, I think the learning is that we, you know, we're in a special position as Microsoft in terms of we've got a strong business side and consumer side. We kind of play in that connection between the two, and lots of companies look to us and say, you know, so how do you do it? What should we be thinking about? And I think that's the bit about the house that we hadn't realized attracted a lot of attention and excitement.
Hey, you haven't even shown me Halo 2 in the house yet.
Yeah, we haven't actually. Yeah, we were trying. It was hard. That was the hard bit about the house, which is, you know, you show a Microsoft slide, Microsoft consumer roadmap, and you've got 50 bazillion products.
Yeah.
So how do you show enough to give people a taste, but not, it's not like, and here's another product from Microsoft, et cetera, et cetera. But we'll probably do another iteration.
Stuff,
I'm sure gaming will be much more heavily focused on.
Xbox 360 is out as well.
Yeah.
That also acts as an extender, like when you mentioned, you mentioned upstairs, so that's great if we could show that.
And the extender, it's a really good point. The extender makes a really will make a big difference for us on the space thing. Make a huge difference in the take up here.
Well, that's how I'm using it in my house. I have the media center up in my office upstairs, and then I have the extender downstairs, so that I don't have to have two media centers.
I use a video sender, PC to TV video sender, because my media center's PC is at the back of the room, and I couldn't run a cable. So I've got a thing that plugs into the VGA port, and then there's another box that plugs into your SCART socket on your TV, and it just sends it over, so it's wireless.
Right.
Not as good as quality as you should know. Very extended.
Yeah.
Right.
I've got one here in my driver's way.
And your
chocolate.
And my
chocolate. All right. Thanks for joining us for the tour.
Thank you very much. I'm just so untechy.
No, because that's the point. So we really are. We have like 2 weeks to just sort of like navigate around stuff.
Yeah, but it's so easy to use.
Yeah.
And you can buy it all now.
Yeah. I'll see you. I'll tell you where, basically.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So why are you starting a Media Center podcast?
It started last...
Here, turn it off. Close that door.
It started really because I've always been into, you know, how can I integrate all the things of the computers in together in not just the house, but anywhere I could. And then... I think about early on last year, I had a battle, last battle with a VHS cassette, where I'd recorded the Grand Prix, and someone either taped over it or lost the tape or something. That's it. I want a hard disk solution. And there isn't, like, TiVo isn't available over here, so that wasn't an option. But I'd heard of that, and that was the kind of thing I wanted to get. So I ended up buying a TV card, built one, and it was quite good. Quite good, but it wasn't reliable enough to be able to say to my wife, here you go, this is how we do our video, because when it doesn't record, so then there's big trouble. And then when Microsoft released Media Center in the UK last year, I changed the TV card, rebuilt my PC, and I got to Media Center. So I love Media Center so much. I wrote about it on the blog and just. I really enjoyed it, and then I said to Cameron Ryle of the Podcast Network, when you're going to have a Media Center show out, and he said, well, if you want to do one, go ahead. So that's how I got started doing it.
It's excellent.
I just really enjoy the product. I think it's a really good product, and I really like how it brings all the sort of digital lifestyle together, and there seems to be so much stuff coming out through, like Orb and Brightcove and all these other stuff.
Yeah.
And there's lots of people that are interested.
You just had Jeremy Allaire on.
Yeah,
show,
Jeremy Allaire this week, yeah. We're talking about Brightcove's product for Media Center coming out.
What is that?
It's internet TV, basically, it's going to be. So it's going to be their internet TV service, although they've not launched it yet, but it gave us some details on that. And I spoke to people like TV Tonic, which is a Media Center application that downloads movie trailers to Media Center, so that you can then you can come home and watch the latest movie trailers. Mm. And I've seen programs like Orb, and we talked about Talk to Orb.
Yeah.
So Orb, you can through the internet, you can then watch things you've recorded from Media Center.
Mm.
So I could log onto a PC here and watch something I've recorded last night. Yeah. Mm. So something's quite handy. You can show something you recorded, or you can show your pictures off and all that kind of stuff. There's a lot of people bringing Media Center products out, and I think Microsoft are adding more online spotlight applications all the time as well.
Yeah, did you see the remote record?
Yeah, the remote record is not available in the UK yet.
It's really frustrating because you know about all these things. But
yeah. That does look nice, yeah, so I could just...
You saw the Channel 9 video I did with that team.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. So we're looking forward to those products coming out over here, I think. I'm sure they'll come at some point. But the main reason I do it is the reason... my wife says I do it is because I just get to talk to interesting people who might come down here today and talk to Cynthia and come back and came last time, and Jeremy Allaire and Charlie Owen. Just get to talk to them. So it's just that's the real reason I do it. It's to talk to interesting people.
Have you gotten the MVP award yet? Or
no, not yet.
Probably,
going
to get it.
That's amazing.
Well,
I think this cinches it.
Well, they bias it toward newsgroup posting and.
Yeah, I do post in newsgroups.
It's funny, maybe it should morph toward podcasting.
Yeah, the one thing, it does take up quite a lot of time with podcasting.
Yeah.
I'm lucky it worked to because I'm an IT manager, so I really shouldn't be doing podcasting during the day, but the company I work for are really good, and if I just say take a lunch break at 2 till 3 instead of lunchtime because I'm doing an interview with Sean Alexander or whatever, I can get away with it, so I'm pretty lucky really.
Yeah.
And I'm down here today.
And what's your day job?
IT manager at Hauser, which is a freight forwarding company in Manchester, so we're a UK freight logistics company. So that's what helps wireless networks and all those kind of things. And I do development in .NET development hence the RSS reader, which I wrote for the Media Centre, which started out as a, wouldn't it be good if I could read RSS feeds through the Media Centre for me, and has evolved into a product called M News Centre.
What's it called?
M News Centre, which embedded automation in Canada. They were the first guests on the Media Centre show, actually. They're going to be marketing it and selling it. But I've done a server version as well, which just sits on the server, which is... which you just give it an OPML file, and it issues that out through Media Centre. So I've just, as a demo set, we've just done 10 podcast network feeds, so that's how I can listen to podcast networks now through Media Centre, and it just streams them straight down. So you don't install anything on your Media Centre PC, it's just a shortcut in the more programs under the radio section.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that'd be a nice product to market with, I think, as a server-based one, because the M News Centre runs on your local PC, so it's your own feeds that you put in there. RSS is really good for Media Centre.
Yeah.
In fact, it's probably because web browsing you can't do on a 10-foot interface. You can't type URLs in, and you can't read small text. So RSS is perfect because you just get the content, and you can render it the way it looks good on a Media Centre PC. So if anything, RSS is probably the thing for Media Centre.
It's good for cell phones too.
Yeah.
Cell phones have the reverse problem because you don't have enough screen.
Yeah, exactly.
So you need, you need an ability to put text in there. Plus, the wireless, at least in the States, is so slow on cell phone that it's nice to have RSS scan it ahead of time while you're not, really needing to look at the phone. Yeah, and then it's stored locally, so it's really fast.
In fact, one of the things I did on I was just playing with on the server where I put my RSS server, is I did a page just with 5 feeds that I like on the server, and I pick it up through my mobile because I haven't got a full RSS reader in it, but it just renders using ASP.NET. So I've been reading my RSS feeds for just the 5 that I like through my web server today, which is really nice to be able to catch up on those.
Very cool. Well, cool. Well, thanks for inviting me out to the home, and it was it's very cool. And so the home's over, and so give the home back to the residents here?
We're going to give the home back to the residents who I hadn't realised had gone through. I'm glad they were happy.
Earlier today was about, the lady was last week. I think she'd been staying downstairs and stuff. I didn't realise.
Fantastic.
So who was the most famous person you gave a tour to?
I don't think I know them. See, I wouldn't know. Maybe they've told us. But there's not famous people as far as I know. It's just being people in the industry that I might be pretty well known, but not that I would know. Yeah.
I think,
I don't know. I recognise that room where he's presenting from, and he was...
Lots of people have just come in to use the house to do filming, which has been great on the one hand. However, you end up, whenever you have television people in, you end up having to, move things, and it's sort of, what a nightmare. But it was ultimately...
Well, that's why I get invited into places that TV crews don't usually get invited. I remember when Computer Chronicles one day filmed me in my house, and they... put lights on every single window of my house to shine light into the house. It's like, it took 4 hours just for a 2-minute spot,
It's amazing.
You can just turn it with that.
That's why the lighting sucks on our videos, We don't do any lighting,
But they're really watchable. I mean, I just, see them on the RSS feed and I just watch them while I'm working away.
How's the sound on that as well?
It's pretty good. I mean, it's not as good as if you had a sound crew with...
But it's speaking quite a distance, obviously,
But it picks up enough to hear what's going on, and that's all. I used to use microphones, but they were too cumbersome, It slowed down the process, and
you can hear the facts of what's...
This is supposed to be conversational, it kept it from being conversational, because... you'd have to clip microphones on people and stuff like that. So,
that's cool.
It's a trade-off. I mean, it's not as good as if you had a wireless mic, But
for the watchers, I'm a watcher of the Channel 9 videos, and it's just like you're in the room, like the Avalon thing that the Hello Charlie video, and you had Charlie Owen, I think.
Yeah.
You know, just like you're in the room doing watching the demo, so I've been really personal.
Yeah.
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 That's
what's
natural.
Yeah.
But to watch that just on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Is that, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. Yeah, we have more than 300. Some, I mean, some are really technical. You know, with people who are talking about code, and some are less. Like tomorrow, we have one with the hardware team, so you can see how a mouse or a keyboard was designed,
yeah.
And that's a lot of fun. So, but that's not technical. You know, there's no code there. It's just. Yeah.
Cool stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you get to see the guys who built the mouse and what kind of process they go through.
Yeah.
So, but it's fun, you know. So, well, thanks. It was a fun tour.
Time.
Thank you. Great.
I'm going to have a conference call. I'm not signing one.